Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in the past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the specific image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And again, when he brings in the first person that was fathered into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." And about the angels, he says, "Who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire." But to the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and always. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You loved righteousness and hated sin. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall be destroyed, but you remain. And they'll all grow old like a piece of clothing does, and like a vesture you'll fold them up, and they'll be changed. But you're the same, and your years won't fail." But to which of the angels did he ever say, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to minister for those who shall be heirs of salvation?